Welcome students, and I'm Professor Pranav Bhatia, and we'll be starting Stove Financials. So as I said earlier that there are a lot of processes which needs to be followed, and again, yes, there is a process with regards to the financial handling finance also available over there. So there's a daily settlement process overview which the head cashier needs to follow, and there are SOPs definitely to ensure that every process is followed and it results into smooth operations and results in the smooth operations of the store. So after the store closure, daily settlement is conducted for each cash till. And as I said, during the store opening, the head cashier takes a round along with the store manager and checks whether the all cash tills and POS are proper and everything is there. Similarly, at the day end, there is an SOP which needs to be followed. So the head cashier ensures that every till has done a settlement. There is a settlement with regards to the POS machines. There are settlement with regards to the EDC machines as well. So with regards to the EDC, there is a settlement which says that, okay, the day has come to end and there are no more further transactions going to happen on those till, specifically EDC. Similarly, the settlement will give a list of transactions, which the number of cards and number of transactions done on that specific EDC POS machine. So that's how the daily settlement process starts. So the cash, credit, debit card, GV and coupon sales are accounted for. So normally when a cashier finishes the billing process, they do shut down the POS machine or they keep it for some another cashier. Similarly, they do a settlement for that specific POS machine. And they carry the bag which has the amount, the float amount, the cash, credit card, gift voucher. So everything is put in a bag and the cashier reaches to the head cashier. They check the number of transactions done by credit card against the number of slips generated by the EDC machine. Similarly, what was the cash collected? That cash is counted. What were the denominations? So the cashiers have been given a slip to write the denominations as well. So the head cashiers cross checks the cash, the credit card, debit card, the gift vouchers redeemed, any gift vouchers sold, and any in case of any credit cards, credit notes were used. So all these things are accounted for. Shortages are investigated and cashiers may be held accountable. So in case the cashier has done a billing of 2000 rupees in a whole day, and while submitting the cash, it is only 1800, there is a 200 rupees loss, then probably 200 rupees less, then the shortages are investigated, they deep down. So this is just an example I'm giving just to make you understand what shortages are. In case shortages might be with regards to the swiping of cards as well. So it can happen that the customer has purchased product worth 3500. But while swiping the card, the cashier has just swiped 350. So there's definitely a shortage, and the head cashier will find out where the shortage was. And in such case, if it's found that the shortage was with regards to the cashier's error, then he might be held accountable, and as per the process, the required amount would be recovered and the next steps would be taken ahead. Proper billing processes facilitate easier and faster cash reconciliation. So when the billing is done in a proper manner, the cash collected, the change given, card swiped are perfect, that will result into faster reconciliation. A cash flow statement is prepared and shared with relevant stakeholders. So normally the head cashiers prepare cash flow statement, and that's shared with the regional commercial department and also with the head office. So whoever is the relevant stakeholders are, this cash flow statement is prepared and shared with them. Banking procedures. So cash collected daily is bundled, counted and recorded in a deposit slip. So the previous night when the store closes, the head cashier will collect all the cash, then it's bundled, it's counted, and they are recorded in a record slip. Normally in major big organizations, retail organization, there is a tie with the bank where the bank person comes next day. The head cashier doesn't need to go to the bank to deposit cash. the bank person comes to the store, they collect, they count the cash they collected, and they issue a receipt. So major retailers utilize this cash pickup security agencies for banking. So what I just explained was a cash pickup facility, and there are major corporates who have done a tie up with the security agencies as well to pick up this cash. So the bank person will come, take the cash, count it, deposit, give a deposit slip, and makes an entry. The head cashier ensures collections are ready for pickup by the agent. So normally the previous night itself, the head cashiers keep the bundle ready. So next day morning, when the store opens around 10 for customers, or maybe around 11 for the customers, this pickup agents normally come during 8 or 9 or during the store opening time. So the first thing, it ensures that there are no cash risk transaction, there are no risk of cash theft, you know. So morning, the agent comes early in the morning and takes the cash, thereby mitigating the risk. After banking, the cashier files the acknowledgement slip from the bank. So they issue a deposit slip which is filed. Reconciliation is done daily, ensuring consistency between collections and deposits. So there is a daily reconciliation which happens. What was the cash collected and what was deposited? So that reconciliation happens on daily basis. Handling counterfeit notes. Counterfeit notes found in cash must be documented and signed by the store head. So there are chances where there are a high flow of the customers, and there is a chance or possibility that a customer might hand over a counterfeit note to the cashier. Now, once the cashier has by mistake accepted it, and during the reconciliation process, the head cashier comes to know that, okay, that note is a fake note, then that fake note is documented and the store head signature is taken. If a bank reports a counterfeit note, the confirmation is sought for verification. So it can happen that the pickup agent next day, while collecting the cash, he finds out that one note is fake. So the bank reports that note, and there is a confirmation sought for verification. They ask that they need to verify from which source they came and whether it's really a fake note or not. So they do a process. So that process is started by the bank. Regional or head office commercial teams may be informed of such incidents. So in case if there is a counterfeit note found, then the head cashier needs to report to the regional, commercial, or the head office team of such incidents which has happened. Proper accounting procedures ensure accurate cash flow management. So there are accounting procedures which are shared with the store, and the head cashier needs to adhere to it, ensuring that there is accurate cash flow at any given point of time. Safeguards against counterfeit notes help maintain financial integrity. So regular training, coaching, usage of technologies, machine, and all this preventive measure will ensure to maintain financial integrity. There is no loss to the store. Petty cash management overview. The concept of petty cash originated from minor daily expenses. So normally a store is given 5,000 rupees or 10,000 rupees depending upon the size of store as a petty cash. Now this petty cash is used for daily minor expenses. With business growth, petty cash becomes essential for operational needs. So the store would need certain amount for their daily expenses, and this petty cash is used for those operational needs. Retail stores require petty cash for daily operations managed by the head cashier. So once the month starts, there is a petty cash which is the amount is allocated by the regional commercial team or the head office team, and they it's issued to the head cashier. Now as and when the store needs any money for their day-to-day needs, the head cashier will use this money from the petty cash. Impress amounts are issued and strict controls are exercised over petty cash. So as I said, there is a limitation of petty cash. The store might get 5,000 or 5,000 daily or 5,000 monthly depending on the size of the store. And there are again rules and regulations while issuing and reissuing of the cash. So all this documentation needs to be done accurately. Proper documentation and organization are crucial for effective petty cash management. So as and when if a store is making any purchase, the money is used from petty cash, then a proper voucher needs to be made proper supporting has to be there. So in case if the store has purchased something for the store use, in case they bought some stationery which was not a part of the regular stationery, and in certain urgent needs they need to buy something, then definitely they need to have the bill for that particular amount. So any money used with regards to the petty cash, proper documentation, proper vouchers need to be filled and the supporting needs to be attached. Best practices for petty cash management: conduct regular audits for petty cash funds to track expenses. So every depending upon the stores, there are audit parameters. The head cashier and the store manager, they need to conduct regular audits for the petty cash. Random audits needs to be done. They need to check whether the vouchers have the invoices. All those audits needs to be done. Establish a clear petty cash policy outlining acceptable uses and procedures. So there are do's and don'ts. The money can, which, what money or which products can be used by petty cash, that needs to be highlighted, and the SOP needs to be followed to the 100%. So what is acceptable and what is not acceptable has to be bifurcated. It has to be taught to the head cashier, and the head cashier needs to follow those do's and don'ts to an 100% level. Record spending promptly to maintain accurate financial records. So as and when any money is used for petty cash, it needs to be recorded in the registers, the vouchers needs to be made, proper documentation needs to be maintained so that it gives accurate financial records at any given point of time. Transfer recurring expenses to corporate prepaid card for better control. So in case the head cashier sees that there are recurring expenses, then that needs to be moved to the prepaid cards for better control. So certain organization provides prepaid card. There are possible policies where there are prepaid cards available, and that can be shifted over there. So it depends upon the store to store. The head cashier needs to check in case if there are recurring costs, then it needs to be shifted to a prepaid cards. Leverage technology to simplify expense tracking and automate process. So again, here also technology plays an important role. In case the head cashier thinks that if there is a technology advancement needed to simplify an expense tracking, then and to automate process, he or she needs to suggest to the regional office or to the head office commercial department. Similarly, the regional commercial team or the head office commercial team will check that in case of any technology advancement which can help to simplify expense control and tracking, they need to use those technology effectively. Monitor expense regularly and adjust budgets according for financial management, for better financial management. So it can happen that the regional team and the head office team, they need to monitor expenses. They need to keep the head cashier and the store manager in loop. They need to ensure that in certain expenses, if they are going beyond limit, then that needs to be curbed, that needs to be stopped. Similarly, the budgets, financial budgets with regard to the petty cash can be increased or decreased depending upon how the store is performing, what is the financial health of that particular store, and how to use finance in a better way to manage the store effectively. Cash reports. So moving ahead, there are certain reports which needs to be generated. Provides a comprehensive breakdown of daily cash, credit, coupon sales attributed to each cashier, ensuring transparency and accountability in transactions. So the head cashier generates a cash report which provides complete data with regards to the cashiers. What was their daily cash collections? What were their credit card transactions? In case the gift vouchers were issued or redeemed. So all these cash reports are generated, which gives clear transparency, and it also gives accountability with regards to the transaction of the cashier as well as the how the head cashier is handling them. So this report generate gives a clear picture to the regional commercial team as well as the head office commercial team. Facilitates reconciliation by ensuring that total cash remitted by cashiers matches the individual transactions, which are verifying credit card slips and physical coupon submissions. So the head cashier, when the day end is happening and the reconciliation is happening, this cash reports ensures that It matches the cash collected, the number of credit card transaction runs, the EDC slips are matched against the cash report, to and it helps in a faster reconciliation. In case if there are any GVs issued or written, that all, this report also gives a clear picture with regards to the transactions on a specific POS, on a cash till or by a cashier. Again, continuing with cash reports, it offers insights into monthly cashier sales performance through month-to-date comparisons, aiding in identifying trends and areas for the improvement. So this cash report, when generated, there is a month-to-date report, and it gives data for the head cashier to check how the cashiers are performing, what are the number of bills generated, what are the trends. In case if there are any areas of improvement, then he needs to communicate it, coach it to the cashier. That is the one of the insights with reports to the cash reports generated. Key metrics such as number of bills and average bill value for both daily and monthly periods are highlighted, guiding daily staff briefings and enabling strategic adjustment to promote strategies. So as I said earlier, that in this cash report, there are key metrics which gets highlighted. In case if the cashier is doing more number, the bill value is high, or the scanning time is less, if there is a higher efficiency, then that becomes a benchmark. And the other staffs are briefed to ensure that they touch those benchmarks. Similarly, this cash reports give them insights whether in case there is a peak highlight, or there are certain period of time where the billing is high, probably maybe after 6 in the evening when the consumers are going home from the office and they pick up certain products. So they need to ensure that the cash tills are manned, specifically any till is having more traffic. So all these insights are gathered, and then it is shared in the team briefing, on team briefing on daily basis, to ensure faster checkouts and to increase the operational efficiency. Serves as a vital tool for store management to monitor cashier performance, identify sales patterns, and drive sales growth. So as I have already explained, this report gives vital information with regards to the peak time, how the sales are happening during the day, during the week, and in case if any particular cashier is or any team of cashiers are doing upselling, cross-selling, how it has resulted in additional revenue with regards to the store growth. So all these reports, the cash reports, helps the head cashier and the store manager to identify any gaps, in case if there are any gaps are, and use operational excellency, use this as this report as a tool for increasing the operational efficiency of that store. Deviation reports. So every SOP, every rules would have certain deviation. There are chances where the head cashier, the cashier, and the store team are not able to adhere to the SOPs, and there are deviation. So how to handle those deviation, and which are the deviation reports which are generated? So this deviation reports provide detailed insights into various types of deviations, including cancel bills, product returns, manual price changes, and discounts given, ensuring integrity in transactions. So there are chances where the bill needs to be cancelled. Now the head cashier needs to go deep down. He needs to do an analysis why the bill was cancelled, whether it was customer's request to cancel the bill, or whether there was a cashier error when he punched the wrong product, or he selected a wrong product while doing a manual. So the cashier would have selected, has not used the scanner, and he's punched the SKU or maybe a stock keeping unit manually, and there was an error because of which the bill needs to be cancelled. So the head cashier needs to do this analysis. He has to deep down go to that level, check in case of cancel bill, what was the reasons, in case there was product return, was it genuine by the customer. So all those analysis needs to be done, ensuring that there are no leakages, ensuring there is the integrity from the cashier's point of view, there is honesty from the cashier's point of view, and there was honesty with regards to the transaction, whether it is a customer or whether it is a cashier. But that should not result into any leakages, revenue leakages for the store. So these are the deviation reports the head cashier needs to check and ensure there are no deviation in the first place. Enables identification of genuine cancellation versus potentially fraudulent activity, safeguarding against revenue loss. So when this deviation report is generated, it needs to be checked whether it was genuine cancellation from the customer side or whether it was done to do certain fraud. That's the head cashier needs to keep an eye open. They need to ensure that there are no leakages, revenue leakages for the store. Track product returns to identify trends and potential issues with product quality or pricing, facilitating prompt corrective action. So when this deviation report is generated, the head cashier needs to keep an eye open to identify a trend. So if he sees that a particular item is time and again being returned and credit notes is being issued or cash refunds has been issued, then either that product has an issue either with the quality, product quality, or maybe the pricing. So that trend needs to be captured, and then in case if there is a genuine trend and there is a genuine issue, the head cashier needs to bring it to the notice of the store manager and the regional commercial team, and a corrective action needs to be taken so that those returns are reduced and the issuance of credit notes or cash refund is reduced. So prompt corrective action is required at the operational level. Again, continuing with the deviation reports, it helps to monitor manual price changes to safeguard product margins and prevent deliberate underbilling. So in case if there is a manual price change which is done, so normally when you scan a product, a price of Parle-G is 10 rupees. But then in case there is a system where the cashier has changed the price or given a discount without taking approval or without any other approvals taken from, or there is no promotion going on, then this deviation report will help to ensure that the product, the what margins have been decided by the vendor, there are no revenue leakages with regards to the margin as well. And therefore, it also helps to ensure that there is no underbilling done by the cashier to pass on the benefit maybe to a friend or to a relative. So all these deviation reports are there to ensure there are no revenue leakages to that particular store. Summarizes discount given, including employee discounts, provide visibility into promotional effectiveness and compliance with discount policies. So when this deviation report is generated, it gives a summary that in case if a customer, if an employee has given done a shopping, what was the percentage of discount given? So in case if there is if the staff has bought product worth 10 and 2.5 or 3 rupees, 3% is the staff discount, then they need to ensure that that discount was given proper. That is one of the part of the deviation report. Similarly, it gives insights with regards to promotion. So in case if there was a price offer on a particular product, was that promotional effective? The deviation report gives a clear picture whether the promotion was successful or not. And in case it was not successful, then they might give a feedback to the HO buying team and the merchandising team that this offer was not lucrative enough and they are not generating sales. So all these reports gives a clear cut data analysis for analysis, and these data points are used for correction purpose. Analysis reports. So moving ahead, we'll see there are reports and how the analysis are done. Scanning efficiency report evaluates cashier and scanner performance, identifying opportunity to improve scanning accuracy and billing speed. So as we have seen in the earlier billing process that there is a scanning efficiency test which is done, and this reports ensure that whether the cashier is able to scan on time, whether the number of time the time used for billing is efficient. They are ensuring their benchmark 95% scanning is accurate. That's the benchmark kept by most of the retailers. So all these reports provide insights with regards to the billing, the efficiency of the cashier, as well as how the performance of the cashier is with regards to the scanning and doing billing. Cash till utilization analysis identifies peak hours and busy cash tills, enabling efficient staff deployment and reducing customer wait times. So depending upon the store layout, normally certain cash tills may have more number of customers. Once the store comes to an end, then the cash till is immediately over there. This report gives cash till utilization reports. Analysis gives insight to the cashier that, okay, till number two or till number three gets maximum number of customers because it's quite close to the once the department or the store has come to an end. So definitely the head cashier needs to put an efficient cashier in case there is a particular till where there are more number of customers. It gives insight to the head cashier to a man to keep a cashier whose efficiency level in scanning is 95% and above, or someone who is very fast, who is efficient, thereby reducing the customer wait time. So these are the report which enables which gives insight to the head cashier for how to reduce customer wait time and increase billing capacity to an operational level. The time-wise sales analysis helps optimize staff allocation based on sales trend throughout day, enhancing operational efficiency. So normally this reports also give a sales report as well of what was the time, at what different levels, at what different time there was a peak time and where there was a lean period. So definitely that gives insight for the store manager as well to do maintain the roster, check a roster, and in case any corrections are needed with manning with regards to the roster, that can be done. So that will definitely help into operational efficiency. So as I said, there are certain reports which are done, and that helps into analyzing those reports, and these reports help into that. This reports gives a lot of insight where which will help into operational efficiency. The bill value wise sales segmentation guides targeted promotion and pricing strategies to maximize sales and customer satisfaction. So when this report is generated, the bill wise sales is also analyzed, the bill value is analyzed, and therefore it gives insights to the store manager and the store marketing person with regards to the targeted promotions and the pricing strategies. So what happens in case if a particular day there is a spurt or there is increase in sales of a specific product, and in case there are the ratio of male to female customer is different, then definitely the store marketing person can make a marketing strategy with regards to women. So as the study has said, there are the footfall reduces on Wednesday. That's a weekday period in between, and the footfalls are less depending. So that was one of the reports which had generated, and it gives an insight that the number of footfalls are less on Wednesday. Definitely the store marketing team came with a marketing strategy with regards to the vegetables or day-to-day pulses or something where it would get the lady traffic, lady consumer footfalls in the store. So that has also, that was one of the strategy used to drive footfalls based on this report. Similarly, they can get inform the merchandiser or the buyer with regards to the how the sales have affected, and they can make a promotion or offer a discount on specific day or specific timeline to increase sales and increase the customer satisfaction. So this could be one of the pointer of the reports, how it can be used to attract more customers and drive more sales for that particular store. Product sales and margins report informs decision making regarding product assortment, pricing adjustments to optimize margins and profitability. So again, this report will give insights to the head office and the regional team with regards to the decision making. They can negotiate margins with the vendors as well in case if the product is slow moving, and only after giving a discount it has started, the sales have started to pick up. So all these insights will arm the head regional person or the head office person dealing with the vendor with regards to the pricing adjustment, with regards to the profitability, and thereby ensuring good margins for that particular store. Category and subcategory sales analysis focuses on high margin categories and identify areas for growth or improvement. So if you come to the biscuits category, then definitely there are subcategories also in that. So there could be glucose biscuit and there would be salted biscuits. Similarly, all these reports give a detailed data, and it also helps in increasing the margins or checking whether which product are moving, which product is not moving, thereby giving areas of improvement and growth. and thereby the head office buying team can negotiate with the vendor, and they can increase the shelf, or they can make changes in the planogram with regards to the margin. So in case if a product is doing well, then definitely the buyer needs to use his or her negotiation skills and ensure that there is a product growth and there is a steady growth in the margins as well. Sales dump and margin report tracks wastage and its impact on margins, informing waste reduction and strategies and inventory management practices. So there are reports there are three types of different reports. One is the sales report, one is the dump report, and one is the margin report. So in the wastages are there during normally with regards to the fruits and vegetables. So in case if it is not sold and that needs to be sent in, it is dumped in the trash, then definitely what was the dump report, what was the percentage, why the pricing policy was not followed, or in case if there was lesser price was offered, why it was not done, a proper VM was not done, why it was not announced to the customers that any specific particular product is available on discount. So all these reports, in short, all these reports gives insight for the store team to ensure that the number of dump is less, the timely intervention is taken. In case the product are not moving, then immediately a discount is offered on that. That has been communicated via signages or via announcement, and to ensure that the inventory doesn't go waste and there is less wastages and there is increase in profit and margins. This report empowers store management, merchandise and floor managers to identify trends, address issues and drive performance improvement. So as I've already explained, in case if any particular product is not moving, this report gives insights to all the people, whether it's front end or back end. They can quickly use these data points to address issues and increase the performance of the particular store.